crowds were following him. If you cross-reference that portion with all the other Gospels in the feeding of the 5,000, by that time, I mean, everybody had heard about him. Multitudes were there. Thousands and then thousands were all over the place wherever he went. His public ministry was successful. His private was successful. He had already by that time chosen his 12 disciples. And the others were still following him, the 70, etc. In chapter 6, something take place. Something takes place in chapter 6. There is a transition that takes place. In chapter 6, after the feeding of the 5,000, the people wanted to make Jesus king. Only the Gospel of John tells us what happened. John chapter 6, verse 15. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to a mountain by himself alone. And the Gospel of Luke tells us he was alone to pray. See, such was his command and public popularity that the people wanted to make him king, and Jesus knew that these people were in the flesh. So he went aside alone to pray. Then when they crossed over to the other side, the people were still following him in verse 22. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except the one which his disciples had entered, all the people followed Jesus and found him in verse 25 on the other side of the sea. And they say, "Where are you? We are looking all over for you." And then Jesus says that you seek me because of your fleshly appetites, rather than your spiritual hunger. He knew them better than that. And then Jesus began to start the I Am series. The middle section, there are three sections in the Gospel of John. Just as the tabernacle is divided into three major parts. The outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. In the Gospel of John, when he finished with the brazen altar and the laver, there is a transition that takes place in chapter 6. Chapter 6 is the entering in of the first veil into the holy place. In the Old Testament, that is where most of the crowds are left behind. Only the priests could enter the holy place. Thank God today we are all kings and priests. So we could all enter in. In the second section, which continues from chapter 6 right on to chapter 16 of the Gospel of John, is a very special section. It's a section when Jesus began to declare, "I am. I am this. I am that. I am this. I am that." It's in that middle section that the I am stands out clear and strong. In fact, it begins with a big I am in the Greek. You have it more strong in the Greek than in the English in chapter 7. Jesus was praying on a mountain in chapter 6. Jesus was praying on a mountain in verse 15, according to the Gospel of Luke. And then in verse 16, when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea and they got into the boat to go to the other side. And when it was dark, Jesus was still not with them, and they were probably somewhere about 3 or 4 miles down away from the shore in verse 19. So when they rode about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the water to them, coming towards them. And as he drew near the boat, they were afraid. In fact, Jesus was not walking towards them to go into the boat. A cross-reference tells us that Jesus was going to pass them by. He's going to just meet them on that side. He didn't intend to frighten them. Let's cross-reference Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14. Verse 25, verse 23 and 24. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When evening had come, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, so the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. One more cross reference, Gospel of Luke. And looking on the Gospel of Luke, let's look first at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, the feeding of the 5,000. Says there in verse 10, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done, and took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city. And verse 11, when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them, spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who had need of healing. Now, apparently, the people had responded well to him, followed him, and the reception was tremendous. It looks like it was a victorious reception. Now, notice in the Gospel of John, John chapter 6, says here, in verse 18, then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. And as Jesus came near to the boat, they were all caught in fear. And then Jesus said to them, now this is present in all the Gospels, Jesus said, "It is I, do not be afraid." Now look at what he says in Matthew 14, same thing. In verse 26 and 27, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." The strange thing is that the word "it is I," in the Greek, it means I am the I am. It is a usage of two I's, and ego I me in the Greek, which means I am the I am. You see, the word I me in the Greek is already translated as I am. The word ego would be a strong I am. So it would be, strictly speaking, it actually sounds as I am, not just it is I. So Jesus in the Gospel of John, when the Holy Spirit said this in John 6, it was like a beginning of a new realm, a new revelation. that John was bringing forth. Jesus begins, I am the I am. He starts walking on the water. There's a different transition. And when the disciples in the end receive him, while the others did not receive him, although in the Gospel of Luke, just now we saw that the multitudes have responded to Jesus, they have been healed by him, they've been touched by him, they've been fed by him. Now this same multitude, as Jesus was on the other side talking to them, the same multitude could not take some things that Jesus said, and these are some of the things Jesus began the I Am series in verse 35. He repeats that a few times here. Are you here in John 6, verse 35? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Now notice he begins the I Am with his disciples on the water. He says, I am the I Am. In the English, it is I. When they were afraid and screaming, Jesus declared, I am the I Am. And here, he begins to declare the I Ams of God. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. And verse 41, the Jews murmured against him. Because he said, I am the bread of life. Now what is happening here? There is a transition. Jesus was now showing forth a greater aspect of God. There's a greater revelation. The first veil is being crossed. I am is beginning to show himself in all the various manifestations. And the Jews began to murmur because they say, I am the bread of life. And here is, in verse 52, the results in their response. Jesus said that many times. In verse 48, he says, I am the bread of life. Verse 51, he says, I am the living bread. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves and said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? See, they were like Nicodemus. When Jesus said, you must be born again, Nicodemus said, how can I go back into the womb? Jesus said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. They say, how can we eat you up? You want to make us cannibals. But Jesus was speaking about something else. And look at Jesus, he said, my flesh is food indeed and my blood is drink indeed. As he kept on talking, in verse 60, something happened. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard these things said, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured about this, he said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Verse 66. Look at the end result. From that time, everybody says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walk with him no more. Now what is happening here is that the first veil is being crossed. Jesus was bringing an aspect of God that they have never seen before. There are some people content to live in the outer court. And as Jesus began to reveal more himself, you see, they want to see the miracles. The people outside want the miracles. The people outside want the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000 and the multiplying of bread, the multiplying of fish, and the signs and the wonders, all these things. But they don't want to have a relationship with God. God was just a supermarket. They don't want a deeper relationship with God. And when Jesus began to ask them to draw deeper into God to the extent of eating his flesh and drinking his blood, symbolically speaking in the spirit, many were left behind. Many refused to cross over. But it's in this middle section that Jesus brings one of His greatest revelation about Himself. The middle section of John is a crossover point when those who stayed would really stay true. Those who don't stay would see Him no more.